1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center Time 751. Third Thursday of each month, we check in with State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing okay. All right, let's talk about energy with rising prices for the bills a month or so ago, and now again, Pura announcing an approval of some rate increases. What's going on here?
Well, you know, it just seems like in Connecticut, our consumers keep getting kicked by higher and higher bills. So obviously this month, people opened up their electricity bills to see them go way up. That's partly because of different policy decisions being made by the state of Connecticut. You'll notice that it was your public benefits section of your bill that went up this month. That's for a few different reasons, but set those aside. The public benefits section of your bill is policy decisions being made by the state of Connecticut, by the state legislature. And so one of the arguments I have is that we should be able to lower that section of your bill. So I've introduced a plan this week with some of my House and Senate colleagues to lower the public benefits section of your bill, to move a lot of those charges to the normal budgetary process instead of funding it from your electricity bill every single month. And because our electricity bills are so much higher in Connecticut than elsewhere, I think we need to act immediately. I think we need to go into special session in order to get this done. So that is, you know, that is how we want to address it. We want to lead. We want to try to solve problems rather than just casting blame. On top of that, PURA, the regulatory authority in the state, just yesterday approved another, you know, intermediate rate increase for next month in order to subsidize electric vehicle chargers. That means that the ratepayers, kind of you and me, everyone paying their electricity bill every month, will be subsidizing the installation of electric vehicle chargers for for people who own an EV. Again, I think we want to see more electric vehicles adopted in the state, but I think having, you know, moderate income consumers who are paying so much in their electricity bill subsidizing the EV charger installations of people with higher incomes, probably not fair and probably not a good policy. So we have a lot of concerns about that, too.
All right. So you've, among other things, called for a special session. Have you gotten any reaction from your colleagues across the aisle on the Democratic side?
You know, not yet. I think, you know, we went into a special session a month or two ago for things that I didn't think were very important, changing rules about an acquisition of a water utility and increasing your car tax. I think this is a far more immediate concern with people paying so much for their electricity bills. We are still waiting on a full kind of response from our friends across the aisle on this.
Now, this the original increase, my understanding is that this is temporary for about 10, 12 months. Is that right? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, the rate adjustment mechanism, which is the technical term for, you know, the approval process for electricity rates through PURA, the regulator, it occurs on a, you know, it occurs on a periodic basis. So, you know, in another 8 months or so, the regulator has the new rates. Most likely, you know, the charges on the EV charger to subsidize the EV charger installation, that policy will continue. So you'll still rates, you'll still see your bill a little bit higher, you know, in 8 months' time from that. Some of the current charges we're dealing with for last month, for July, you'll see some of those charges go away, like the arrearages charge that we're all paying for the unpaid bills of other people. So because that policy of a shutoff moratorium went away in May. So you'll probably see that charge, for instance, go away. But you're right. They are kind of periodically set, these rates, and some of these policies ebb and flow in how much they cost.
All right, let's get some good news now for consumers. Sales tax-free week begins on Sunday, right?
Yes, sales tax-free week starts Sunday, lasts a week. You know we got so many great local small businesses here in Greenwich and the surrounding area, and so hopefully everyone can avail themselves of tax-free week and support our local small businesses as well.
And as always, the timing is right before school starts, right?
Exactly. So, you know, get that back to school shopping in while you have a little discount that you can take advantage of.
All right, Senator Fazio, quick minute, anything else?
No. You know, it's stay cool in the rest of August.
All right. Try not to use the air conditioner too much.
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to pay for that.
Right. All right. Thanks, Senator. Take care. Be well.
Have a great morning, Tony.
You too. State Senator Ryan Fazio joining us here in the Morning News Center as he does.